I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1339, Seasons. The changing of the seasons are, for us humans, expected, anticipated, and even looked forward to most of the time. Each season is unique. Each one brings a new dimension to our lives. Winter is colder, bleaker, a time to hunker down more and stay in more. Spring offers the promise of new life. The leaves come back on the trees, the days get longer and brighter and more hopeful. Summer's hotter, sunny, busy, more fun and free. And fall shows us the slowing down is coming again. The new life of spring has run its course and will soon die, and fall away, no pun intended, and give way to another season of barrenness that will yet again lead to life. In winter you survive, in spring you bloom, in summer you grow, and in fall you harvest. But what about seeing our lives as seasons? Are you okay with each one as it comes? This podcast, T2G, is about loving God and loving others, no matter what season of life we're in. One person wrote, "We have a tendency to want to always be in summer, grow, 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 and grow some more. But that's not reality. It's not what happens in nature, and it's not what happens in our lives either. It's been helpful for me to view my life through the lens of seasons. There truly are seasons of winter, where our job is to simply survive. And there are other seasons where the time is right for putting in blood, sweat, and tears to produce something amazing. And still other times where we're called to enjoy the fruit of our labors. We have so much grace for nature. Nobody looks at a leafless tree in winter and thinks it's failing at being a tree because there are no leaves. Nobody looks at a little sprout of a tomato plant in spring and gives up on it for not yet having tomatoes. Yet we recognize that things in nature take time. My hope is that we can begin to internalize that truth for ourselves as well. May we be patient with ourselves and with the people we come into contact with as we work through the seasons of survival, seasons of sprouting, seasons of growth, and seasons of harvesting. And podcast family, I don't think the seasons are always linear. It's easy for us to see babies and children as spring, and early adults as summer, older adults as fall, and seniors and up as winter. And there's a truth to that. But it's also true that within each age range, we experience times of winter, harsh winds of life blowing against us, or spring, new adventures budding, or summer, full-on enjoyment, or fall, resting in the harvest of projects completed. And those things can happen at any age. So here's the great question. Regardless of your chronological age, which season best describes your life right now and why? Let's pray. Father, guide us through the journey of the various seasons of our lives. Just as the world around us experiences the changing of seasons, so do we. We go through times of growth and abundance and challenges and transformation. God, help us to embrace each of these seasons with faith and gratitude. In times of spring, when new beginnings and opportunities bloom, give us wisdom to recognize the potential for growth and renewal. During the warm and fruitful summer seasons of our lives, when we experience abundance and joy, help us to be mindful of your blessings and share gratitude with others. Keep our hearts humble and our actions generous, knowing that all we have comes from your loving hand. And in the autumn of our lives, when challenges and transitions arise, give us the strength to face adversity with courage and resilience. And in the winter season, when we may feel cold and lonely and barren, help us to trust that even there, you're providing warmth and sustenance, even in the harshest of circumstances. Give us patience and endurance to weather the storms, knowing that they too will pass. God, may we find comfort and strength in the knowledge that you're with us every step of the way, and that your love and presence will sustain us through all the seasons of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1340. In the meantime, may we know the good Lord is always with us in every season. May we know that seasons change And so we need to give thanks for the one that we're in and anticipate with gladness what God will do in and through us in the season to come. May God bless you as you live your life in seasons.